and here is Swan, deep in the pocket, he's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again, he's an irresistible force, Natanui! Oh, what a goal! What a star he'll be!
Pick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh, it's great. He's kicked a goal. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious. Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and welcome to Team Talk.
Boys, before we jump into the AFL, can somebody tell me what happened on Sunday?
Yeah. Okay, we won, we played the grand final and we won against Mount Eliza Red. How much points?
Tell us about it, Riley. Tell us about your game.
15 points and we're in the top 16. Well, 16. And in blue division, the best division, we won the grand final.
Do they give out a man of the match or anything or any awards in the game?
Yeah. Reece Orchard got that.
Yeah.
And we all got medals.
Yeah. Fantastic. Any of you kick a goal?
Hugo kicked the goal, so well done, Hugo.
You kicked the winning goal.
Not quite the winning.
It was no winning
goal. It put us in front. I missed a goal because I forgot about the wind. I was really stupid.
It's that tricky wind, always forgetting about that.
He had a shot on the siren. No offense, but I think you knew that you couldn't get it.
Probably.
It was about 35 outs.
It was around the
50.
Yeah, but the wind did take it away.
All right, so boys, congratulations. Well done. It's a big achievement to win a premiership, so you should be very chuffed with yourselves. Great achievement. Let's jump into the serious stuff. Oh, before we do, I know Grampy was very impressed that you guys won. He did leave a message on Radio Caram, as always. He's our number one fan. We're looking forward to him being back in the country. Let's jump into the action, boys. We've got a blockbuster tonight, Collingwood versus Hawthorn.
Okay, Collingwood Hawthorn, MCG tonight, 7:50. Okay, in for Hawthorn, Murphy and Ellis. Out, Guerra, hamstring and Young, corked calf. Milestones for Hawthorn, Stratton, 50 games. Birchall, 150 games. In for Collingwood, Dawes, Blair. Out, Goldsack, ankle, Elliot, omitted. Milestones for Collingwood, Thomas, 150 games.
Big, big, big game, big stage. I'm excited. We'll quickly just have a chat about who we're going to win, think he's going to win, and then we'll go through the ins and outs first. How big a loss is Guerra for Hawthorn, Riley?
Big.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think, Lucas? Do you think he's a big out?
Yes, I think they are. He's one of their best backmans.
Yep.
He's a good left foot as well.
And the loss of Clinton Young, Dylan, is he going to have an impact?
I think that's going to cost Hawthorn a fair bit as well, but because he provides good carry and run. And, yeah, he's got the height, pace, skill,
Now, the interesting and probably the most talked about selection during the week would have been the Chris Dawes, Willie Won't He play. Hugo, are you surprised that he was named? Or are you happy that he was named Chris Dawes for Collingwood?
I was happy in
You're
a
happy
way.
That he's back?
But not happy as well because,
okay. Riley, what do you think? You're a Collingwood supporter, you and Lucas. Yep. I'm really interested to hear your opinions on this one especially. Watching Essendon last against Essendon with Nick Maxwell, they need Dawes in the ruck to be the second ruckman, don't they, Riley?
Yes?
Well, I don't really care if he's out because he's a bad forward.
You don't think he's any good?
He can't mark.
Okay.
Well, he can't mark.
He's so always dropping
but
it.
But Dawes is in.
Fumbling. Yeah, I know.
Damn it.
He also can't kick straight. He's turned into a cloak. Cloak used to be out.
Cloak had a good game.
Last year, Cloak was terrible. He couldn't kick. He can mark. Dawes can't really
Dawes
do both.
Fumbles.
He fumbles it a lot as well.
Cloak's a better kick, like a shooter on the run when he's under pressure. Yeah. He's not good when he's lining up.
Okay.
I think there was a game, but 5 or 6, maybe a bit more weeks ago, when he was out on his own, 10 metres out on his own, he went for it could have been easily a chest mark, and he decided to go for the hand.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
And bang, just like.
Yeah.
Like, just fell down.
He is a confidence player. Dawes and Blair in for the Pies. Goldsack and Elliot out. Goldsack's a massive loss for the Pies because you think he would have had the run with role with like a Matty Suckling out of the back line, the negating forward role. Yeah. And congratulations to Ben Stratton, my man Strats, my favourite player at Hawthorn, 50 games.
And also Grant Bershon, 150.
And let's not forget Dale Thomas, 150 for the Pies. Let's just go around the table, boys. Hugo, I want you to tell me who's going to win and why and by how much.
I reckon Hawthorn's going to win.
By how much?
15 points.
And why?
Because I reckon Hawthorn controls the ball more than Collingwood, and they can carry the ball and get it down the field easily.
Yep. Riley?
Pies, but it'll be close, I reckon.
And why?
I don't know. Collingwood might just really want to win today.
Okay. I think they really want to. They don't want to. I think they want to break. Don't they have breaks if they win this week?
Yeah. So who are you picking?
But if they lose, they'll have a break.
Who are you picking?
I'm picking Hawthorn, but I want Collingwood to win.
Okay, so you're picking Hawthorn?
Yeah.
By how much?
25.
And why?
I think they just got better players.
Okay, and Dylan?
Yep, I'm going to disagree with Riley Lucas and go for Hawthorn.
What? How's it disagree?
Hawthorn provide more carry and run, I think, than Collingwood. They've got key forwards, like if Franklin's not there, you have Rufford. If Rufford's not there, you have Gunston. If Gunston's not there, you have Bruce or Lewis or Rioli when he's in form. But Guerra and Young going out is not good, but I still think with Goldsack going out, and then you've got Murphy and Allison, I still think Hawthorn are just going to be too strong.
All right. Personally, I'm thinking Hawthorn, sorry, I almost said Collingwood. Hawthorn to win by 23 points. I think it'll be very tight and physical early, and I think Hawthorn will open it up in the third quarter. The team that gets the best use of their inside 50s, because they're both going to get it, they've both got stellar midfields, it'll be the team that uses it the best going into the forward 50 will win this game. Let's jump on to the next game, Adelaide versus the Swans.
Yep, the Crows versus Swans down at Amy on Saturday. In for the Crows, Vince and Taylor Walker, and out, Gench and Lynch. In for the Swans, Smith and Reed, and out, Grundy and Armstrong. Grundy with a suspension. Yeah, that's all there is to that game.
Yep. Boys, let's. Have you guys been as impressed, Hugo, with Adelaide this year? Seeing as how they finished, was it 14th last year, was it?
Yeah, I reckon that they've improved more. They've been playing better and. And the coach.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win this game, Hugo, and why?
It's going to be a tough game. I reckon Sydney, because I think they've been playing better than Adelaide, even though Adelaide's been playing really good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
You don't think the suspension of Heath Grundy's going to hurt them? He's their big backman, and when you've got Walker back into the team and then you've got Tippett as well, are they going to be stretched down back?
It will be bad that he's out, but I reckon they've still got better players.
Yep. Good answer, Hughes. Riley, who wins this one and why?
Swans, but I hope the Crows win. Well, I want them to. But just the Swans, I don't know. Just
you like them?
Bit better
overall. Lucas?
I'll go with the Crows.
The Crows?
Yeah, I think they've got to get supported by their fans.
Yeah.
A lot of fans will probably come down and watch them. But it's, and they've got Taylor Walker back. That's a good
big in
for them.
Big in,
yeah.
And Dylan?
Yep. And Adelaide home. You can't get much better than an Adelaide home game with Vince and Walker coming in. That's one more key forward and also a midfielder. And then Sydney's ins are really Reed, and that's really it. Like, Adelaide, again, Adelaide home, you can't get much better than an Adelaide home final, which crowd, players, and Brendan Sanderson's been a massive in for the Adelaide this year, coach.
He's coached well. Boys, Vince back in, important player. Walker back in. I think Walker may be the player of this final series. I think he's going to have a blinder. Just want to run something by you guys. I've got a theory. I want to hear what you think. I think Lewis Roberts-Thompson will play in the back line to help cover Heath Grundy's absence.
Yeah.
To play, he'll probably play on Tippett and Teddy Richards will play on... Teddy Richards will play on Walker. Are you guys fans of Lewis Jetta from Sydney?
I am. He's pretty... Yeah, I like him. I like how he uses the ball pretty well.
Yeah?
He runs far with the ball.
I've got an idea, and I want to hear what you guys have to say. He's been... A lot of the other teams have put a lot of work into him over the last couple of weeks, e.g. tagging. Would it be a bad move to start him as the sub in this final? Because you get this guy who's just got so much pace and X factor coming on when everyone else is tired, he could tear the game open.
That's really stupid. He's had a great year.
He has had a great year.
And now they've just put him in the sub for a final.
Yeah, well, we saw Cyril on Friday night playing the sub and he had massive impact when he came on.
But still,
that's what I'm suggesting. But Jetta could have similar.
But he can have massive impact at the start of the game.
But he hasn't for the last 5 weeks.
It's finals and he wants to win.
I actually think Sydney will put him as the sub because then Adelaide players would be tired when he comes on, so then he can provide more carry and run, which is he'll outrun them by even more than he would at the start. So he'll be 10 metres ahead, where at the start of the game he'll be only maybe 5 or up to 5 metres. Yeah. Like, because he's fresh and ready, he'll be fresh to go and have his legs.
Yeah. Cool. That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump on to the next one. But that will be an absolute cracker, Adelaide and Sydney. I think that will be the closest out of all the games.
Yeah, probably.
Let's go to Geelong Freo on Saturday night at the G.
Okay, yes, Dan. Yes, what he just said. In for Geelong, Simpkin and a massive out, Johnson, Stevie J with a suspension, and in for Fremantle, Kepler Bradley, DeBoer, Silvani, and out, McFarlane with a hammy, Griffin with a omitted, and Sheridan out as well.
He's with an omitted.
That means he's dropped.
Do you know what an omitted is?
No.
Dropped.
He's dropped.
Why do you say drop on the page?
Because drop's just mean. You can't say he's dropped because he's no good. That's what they're trying to say. Boys, how big a loss is Stevie Johnson?
Massive.
Dills?
Steve Johnson, he's been playing on the ball more than last year. He's been starting on the ball with Bartell and Salwood. And actually, Bartell's been playing a bit of backline. So, yeah, but Johnson... Like, it's a big out for Geelong. I can't see Simpkin taking Johnson's spot too easily.
Hughes, what do you think of the Stevie J out? Is it massive?
Yes, with an exclamation mark.
I said that.
So you really think it's going to make... Well, does that even it up? Is Freo a chance in this game because Stevie J is not playing?
I reckon that Fremantle might... They could get close to Geelong, but I don't think they'll win.
Okay. Riley, what do you think about the Stevie J omission?
Pretty big.
Pretty big? Was it stupid what he did? Did you see it?
No.
Yes.
Did you see it, Lucas? Yeah. Did you think it was stupid?
It was stupid, yeah, really stupid.
It was pretty dumb of him.
Yeah?
If it was a normal Shepherd, it would have been all right, but...
It was off the ball anyway.
Yeah, there was no need to just bump someone off the ball. And then it's nice that he helped him up, but he shouldn't have pushed him. He could have helped him up, but he just went bang, pushed him, and then...
Lucas?
It's not about Stevie J, but it's about Freo.
Yeah.
Freo was stupid.
Why are Freo stupid?
Because if they lost to Melbourne, they would have got a home final.
Yeah,
and they should have just lost to Melbourne.
Isn't winning form good form?
Yes, but still
you can't flirt with your form, can you?
But still, you can have a better winning form if you play at Paddo for them.
Oh, I think Ross Lyon's very happy to play wherever they want.
Well, he'd be happier if he played at Paddo.
They've won their last two games at the G. They won at Etihad a couple of weeks ago.
But they've only played
the
G,
I can't see many Freo fans going from
I'll be going to cheer on Freo.
Really?
Not really.
No, I can't see any Freo fans coming from Freo to go.
I think there'll be a few.
There'll be the cheer squad, and then you might have the odd Melbourne Vic Freo supporter, but I can't see that many. I think Geelong home final.
Let's go around the table. I want you to tell me who's going to win and why, and a score, Hugo.
It'll be a close game, but I think Geelong will get the job done because they've been playing better than Fremantle. They take it down the field easily and get to the forward line.
Cool.
Cats. Yeah.
How much?
7 points.
And why?
Steve Johnson out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Okay. I'm probably going to pick... I'm going to pick Freo because Stevie J's out for their thing, and as we know all the time, Freo never got high score. They're boring. They just go for defenders. And I think if Stevie J was playing, they'd struggle a bit, but I don't think... I think they're going to actually maybe not go for whatever it's called, defenders... They're not going to go defending.
They're not going to go defending. The defenders are not going to go defending.
They're not going to play defensive.
They're not going to...
Oh, they're not going to play. So you think Freo is going to come out and play an attacking style?
Yes. They should change.
Why?
Because Stevie J's there.
So because Stevie J... All right, so let me get this straight. Because Stevie J's not playing, Fremantle should change the way they've played all year and play attacking football.
No, just for this game, because Stevie J's out.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
So because Stevie J's out, Freo should play attacking football?
Yes.
Okay, so who are you picking in this game?
Geelong.
Geelong. Dylan.
I'm going to go Geelong. McFarlane's out, which I don't see Fremantle having any other backman trying to stop the pod, and also Tom Hawke, who's been in great form.
Yep.
So I don't think people realise how big out he is.
Yeah, massive.
And then Johnson is also a big out, but I can't see Freo really getting close.
Tipping Fremantle on this one. Stevie Johnson has been one of their prime ball users in the midfield, and the loss of him is really going to hurt the Cats on Saturday night. Fremantle... fantastic form. They don't care where they play. Ross Lyon's got them well drilled. They're hard. You ask any player after they play against Fremantle, and Ross Lyon's turned them into one of the hardest teams to play against. If Freo can get the game on their terms, they'll win.
Yep.
And they will win easily, and Geelong will be out of the finals. Let's go to the next game, guys.
Yep, West Coast versus North Melbourne at Paterson Stadium at 3:15. West Coast in, we have Lynch, Hams, McKenzie and Dalziel. Out, we have Brown. In for North Melbourne, we have Wells, Grimer and Wright. And so far, no outs from North Melbourne.
Yep. What do we think?
I reckon North Melbourne will win.
Over in Paddo?
Yeah. I like...
Tell me why.
I like North Melbourne.
Lucas. Don't shake your head. You just told us the defenders aren't going to defend. All right.
And you told me.
All right. Here you go. Tell us why. North Melbourne's going to win.
I like North Melbourne a lot. They're like third favourite team.
Who's your second favourite team?
Hawthorn.
Good. Continue.
And they've been playing some of their games. They're good. Like, if they're switched on, they play good. And, yeah.
How important is Wells coming back in, Hughes?
Really important. Because, yeah.
Riley, tell us about the game.
I reckon West Coast will win. Yeah.
Why? Tell us why.
What? Paddo. Because Paddo's at... where they're playing.
So it's over there?
Yeah.
Lucas, please give us some...
good information!
please, bring some sense back to this conversation. Who's going to win and why?
I'm going to go for you.
North Melbourne?
Yes, Northie, because I like kangaroos. They don't seem to get in finals much. And massive Ian Wells.
Massive Ian Wells. Dylan.
Big.
I'm going to say West Coast at Patterson's, again like Hawthorn. They've got key forwards. They've got Darling, Cox, if they can play there, Natanui, Lynch, like four tools out of the six. And then you've got Josh Hill, I think, and roving them. And then you can also put another small forward in there. And then four tools is pretty hard to beat, so...
Great arguments from a couple of the panellists there, and then some not-so-great arguments. Probably Hugo and Dylan.
What?
Great arguments. Hugo, I can see what you're saying about North, and Dylan, I can see what you're saying about West Coast. I'm going to jump on the West Coast bandwagon.
Yeah.
Only reason being it is in Patterson's, and North Melbourne weren't great last week against GWS, and I don't think they're good enough to be able to just flick the switch. So I think West Coast will win this, and then West Coast will beat Collingwood next week in Melbourne.
Wait, are you saying that Collingwood will get beaten?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Who'd you pick? You picked Hawthorn.
Yeah, no. But
yeah.
Will Collingwood versus West Coast?
We'll talk about that now. So the winner out of Hawthorn Collingwood gets a week off, and the winner out of Adelaide Sydney gets a week off. Then... The losers. So Collingwood will play the winner out of West Coast North Melbourne, and the loser out of Adelaide Sydney will play the winner out of Geelong Fremantle.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And then, a bit too complicated to keep going, but we'll sort that out. So guys, we're just going to go around the table quickly. Give us our tips. Tell us who's going to win. I just want one word answers. One word answers. About who's going to win, just give us a tip. So let's go around the table, boys. Dylan, Hawthorn, Collingwood.
Hawthorn.
Lucas.
Hawthorn.
Riley.
The Pies.
Hugo.
Hawthorn.
Adelaide versus Sydney. Dylan.
Adelaide.
Lucas.
Swans.
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 Adelaide.
Hope
Geelong versus Fremantle.
Who did I say? Freo. No, Geelong, sorry.
Freo. Yeah.
Cats.
Fremantle.
Yeah.
And West Coast versus North Melbourne to round it out.
Eagles.
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 West Coast, North Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
Okay. And West Coast for mind. So we're all agreeing. I don't think we all agreed on any game, did we?
No.
We've all picked differently, which is interesting and just is a testament to the fantastic season we've had. So, Dylan, I'll let you wrap it all up.
Yep. Just thanks to the sound panellists, Caitlin and Kobe, and also Jack, who helped a bit at the start.
And who pulled out for us just to make it easier. So, thank you, Jack.
And, yep, Jack, well done. And also, Lucas's birthday tomorrow, so let's have a sing for Lucas.
We're not going to sing. Boys,
happy birthday to you.
I hope you guys are as excited as I am for the football this week.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Tune in on Tuesday for Footy Frenzy. Make sure you check out our Facebook page and
Instagram and Twitter.
Facebook.
Keep your comments coming on RadioCarrum.com. I don't believe it either, Rob, but apparently we do. Hopefully your team gets a win on the weekend, unless you go for Collingwood. So go Hawks, and we'll see you next week.
Go Hawks!
Bye!
Your laser on Taser. Shaw kept it alive. McVay gets to look at the goal. With a right foot, Benares kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's past the point.
Monster Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.